Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, sexy excerpts, and filthy fun. I'm sure you're in the mood for some filthy fun right now. And you can know if you would like even more intense pleasure and deeper satisfaction, then you can come and see me at wilddesires.com and download your own free full-length experiential erotic story. You know, this podcast experience is best enjoyed laying on your bed with your earbuds in. Loosen any clothing in case you want to get a little more involved. Close your eyes. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual pleasure. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. You know, way back when, The Fae King was one of my first big hitters in experiential erotica. And when I started crafting it, I was actually thinking of doing a filthy version of Little Red Riding Hood. That was my first thought. As these things do, it progressed and Midsummer's Night became involved and it just got, you know, well, my imagination got a little overexcited. So tonight is like going back in time for me. With Beyond the Veil of Whispered Dreams, written by Yolanthe Alexander, which, as you can tell from the blurb, is very much a Fae King story. So go ahead and close your eyes. Let's start with the blurb, just to get you nice and wet. Things are not always simple or what they seem. Daria McLaren is content. She has her dance school, her cousin Celine, and the man of her dreams. Literally, Iorin is uneasy, as the High King of the Fae, his chosen Queen Verisiel, is calling to him, but he cannot find her. The court insists that she has crossed over. He is not so sure that is the case. He has searched every realm looking, every realm but the human one. The race is on. Beyond the veil lie truths waiting to be revealed. Which one will have the courage to look? Will they be in time? So, just to get the tension building a little. So when you're ready, just go ahead and relax. Let my words drift over you. Nowhere to be, nothing to do. Just relax back and surrender to the story. This is your time. This is our time. In a large circular chamber, Oyorin, the High King of Faerie, sat on his massive black stone throne. With every passing second that turned into minutes, minutes to hours, hours to days and days to years, he searched for her. He wasn't sure when the years became centuries, but it was of no matter. When was a century or more, when you were immortal and all-powerful? His court would have him believe that Verisiel had passed over, but he knew with every fibre of his being that she was out there, somewhere, waiting for him, to find her and bring her home. He was close last night. For the first time in a century, he had managed to find her in the dreaming. He had felt the first stirrings of the soul bond they forged ages ago. Before Faerie was secreted beyond the veil, it was weak and thready, but it was there. Laughter erupted from his chest. At last, his clever minx gave him a clue to where she was. The human realm. His black feathered wings brushed across the floor behind him as he rose from his seat and strolled across the white marble floor to the dais, where the scrying bowl sat atop an intricately carved black obsidian pedestal. Ioran picked up the silver pitcher containing water from the spring of Danu and poured its contents into the bowl. His dark blue eyes watched as the water swirled. His hand arced over the silvery water. Nochtan. The runes carved into the side of the obsidian lit up with pure white light. Bracing his hand on the cool stone, he peered intently into the liquid, watching as it cleared and revealed the world of man. Having paid not much attention to humans since the veil had been erected to separate the two worlds, Ioran was slightly taken aback by their vast numbers. There did not appear to be much space left unoccupied by man. In place of trees, there stood large stone structures. Instead of verdant fields of green, the land was covered in wide stone and black paths. It would appear that which they could not harness and control, they set out to destroy. Why, Varisiel, did you choose this realm of all the realms at your disposal to hide within? Ioran wondered aloud as his quick mind processed everything it could about the current world of man. Sifting to the bedchamber he had shared with Varisiel, Ioran stood in the middle of the white and gold room and breathed gently the deep scent of jasmine honeysuckle and the soft, pure scent that was wholly Varisiel, that lingered in the air. Even with the passing of time, her scent could soothe his raging moods. No lone flower could dare hope to compete with the fragrance of her. He flicked his hand. The air swirled softly around him. The essence of Varisiel bathed his exposed skin and permeated his pores. He already carried her in his heart. When he sought her out, she would be upon and within his skin as well. Strolling across the white fur rug, he stood at the end of the large bed covered in silks of white and gold. The raw blue and black embroidery of the pillows had been in deference to him and his eyes, she had told him. The symbolic gesture claimed her bed was his bed. His mind drifted back to the last time he had been with his love. Her dark hair had been strewn across the pillows in a wild, tangled mess. Her long, slender legs had braced his hips as he slowly slid his hard member into her tight, wet sheath. A soft pink flush had covered the creamy skin of her chest and crept up her slender neck. She arched her back, presenting him her turgid nipples that begged for his attention. He had brushed his fingertips over the hardened pebbles, pulling, twisting, pinching, and had given her that bite of pain he knew she loved. He was rewarded then by her cries of pleasure. Her body had flinched away from the pain, only to return for more. Her hands had pulled at the silk ropes binding her hands above her head. He had known his back would feel the bite of her nails if he would have released her. He remembered feeling her core grow wetter with each shallow thrust. He had teased them both mad with desire, but he had been determined to make it last. The sweet honey scent of her juices had flooded his senses and fueled his need to taste her, to drink in her pleasure. He would never get enough of the scent of her, even in memory. He would never feel his need for the taste of her. Then Ioran pulled out of her, smiling at her cries of protest as her slender legs wrapped themselves around his waist in an effort to pull him back. With a flick of his hand, her ankles had been wrapped in the same red silk rope that encased her wrists and were tied to the bedposts. He sat back on his haunches, skimmed a hand down the centre of her torso slowly, as his eyes soaked up the beauty that lay before him, as she bucked and squirmed against the unrelenting need coursing through her body. In all his centuries of being, in all the many lovers that had shared his bed, there were none to compare to her, then or since. She was his. "Hyoran, I need you," she had implored. Her silver eyes were darkened with unbridled lust and desire. "And you shall have me," he had promised, rising above her. "But first I need to taste you." But he covered his mouth with hers, cutting off and swallowing her protest. Their tongues had jeweled for control of the kiss. The taste of the fruity wine they had consumed earlier lingered on her pink tongue as he sucked into his mouth. He filled his hands with her breasts, squeezing and pinching, and his cock had slid through the slickness of her nether lips, tearing his mouth from hers. Both of them had been panting with the hot spoke of desire racing through them. He had lain a trail of kisses from the lobe of her ear down her neck before flicking the tip of his tongue over one of her nipples. He remembered tracing his tongue over the raised glands along the rim of darkened areole. No longer able to resist, his mouth had covered the treat, suckled and bit as he enjoyed the cries and moans of pleasure coming unrestrained from Verisil. Loath though he had been to leave the bounty of her breasts, there were other flavours he had been eager to taste. As he planned to drink deeply the milk and honey flowing from her core, his fingers skimmed down the side of her lithe form to her hips. He blazed a trail of kisses and nips down her body, parting her outer lips. His eyes had landed on the pink pearl peeking out from under his hood. Bending down, he breathed her in and swiped the flat of his tongue over the dew-drenched folds of her bare centre up to her swollen nub, inserting his thumb into her sheath. He had groaned at the feel of her clamping down around his digit. His cock had expanded and hardened even more. She had watched him through lust-glazed eyes as he brought his thumb, coated with her juices, to her lips. "Taste yourself. Be our gamine." His blue eyes blazed hot as he watched her kiss swollen lips closed around his digit. Her eyes closed as her tongue caressed his thumb, and her head bobbed back and forth as she sucked and tasted herself. No longer able to resist, he had pulled his thumb from her mouth and closed his own over the sweet, wet core of her. With his tongue, lips and fingers, he had repeatedly brought to the brink of orgasm, pulling back before she could fly over the precipice. She had begged, pleaded and promised retribution before he gave them both what they craved. Two fingers had speared her core, pumping in and out while his tongue rapidly flicked at her glistening nub. He lifted his eyes and watched as her orgasm built. "Come now," he had commanding as his tongue traded places with his fingers, and he drank deeply from the well of her as her body arched with the pleasure that swept through her. One hand found its way to his weeping cock and he guided himself to her entrance. He had gripped her hips and in one hard thrust buried his cock into her wet sheath, made tighter by the orgasm still sending residual pulses of pleasure through her body. He bent over and captured her lips with his own, before, with a flick of his hand, her bindings were sifted away. She had wrapped her legs around his hips and threaded her fingers through silken strands of his dark hair. He pulled back and thrust roughly into her again, smiling against her open mouth as she gasped. Flipping them over, he had thrust up as she rode him. Her head was tossed back, baring her slender neck to him, as her hair brushed back and forth over the top of his thighs with her movements. The nails of her fingers had dug into his chest, Sitting up, he had pulled her tight to him and wrapped her dark hair around his fist. Angling her head further back, he placed his other hand at the centre of her heaving chest and quickly kissed her. "Will you say the words with me?" She had peered into his dark eyes before she threw her arms around his neck and whispered into his ear. "Yes." She had squirmed and moaned while his cock jumped inside of her. He had given her right butt cheek a swat. "Stay still, minx." He had cupped both hands over her flushed cheeks, brought her lips close enough for a chaste kiss, and once again, placing his left hand at the centre of her chest. Despite her words of assurance, he had let out a sigh of relief when she also placed her left hand at his chest centre. Gazes locked. Bodies connected in the most intimate way, and through their hands, invisible strands would tether their hearts as together they repeated the vow that would tie their life's essences to each other. Comlocht her corp, Craigas Agne, Anna Macra, Godeanias Mofeta, body to body, heart and mind, our souls forevermore entwined. A flash of light had swirled over their heads and begun circling them. They had watched as it became a stream of light, forming a golden cord connecting and wrapping around the wrist of the hand on each other's chest, before dissipating into their bodies. Simultaneously, they had grasped at the forged connection, took hold, and the lustful passion they had kept at bay for this vow exchange come roaring back with a vengeance. He had flipped her over onto her back, then placed her legs over his shoulders and thrust hard and fast. "You're mine, Varisio, mine," he growled as he continued to pound into her. "Yes," she had gasped into response, "and you're mine." He had taken her hard, though he knew there would be bruises marring her delicate skin. He couldn't restrain himself and hadn't. He had reveled in the feel of her nails raking down his back and digging into the flesh of his ass, and the clamping of her around his cock as he pistoned back and forth. She milked him. Together they had ridden the crest of orgasmic bliss, combined with the magic, blessed by Danu, which bound them together. So, a journey back into the faking, and if you haven't listened to the faking on the website, well, you know where it is. But I certainly hope that's warmed your Sunday night up a little and got you ready for bed. Now, if you'd like to go beyond the veil and experience more whispered dreams, then you can go ahead and follow the links in this episode's description. Now next week, we have another dirty story, and every week. So join me again, in bed, as we get filthy and wild. And this is Devil and Wild, and always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams. Until next time. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.